This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. SubhanAllah, tonight, which surah did we start with? Surah Al-Isra. And by the way, before I say anything, we can't talk about Surah Al-Isra and the blessings of Al-Aqsa without paying attention to what's happening in Al-Aqsa right now, where you have death squads that are going state-sanctioned by an oppressive regime and chanting death to Arabs and continuing to oppress our brothers and sisters there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate Al-Aqsa, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empower our brothers and sisters in Palestine to overcome their oppressor. Allahumma ameen. Now, here's what I want to talk about. It is very easy for us, 1400 years later, when we hear the stories of these miracles that took place with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the prophets that came before him, to say that had we been there, we would have believed it too right away. We would have, without any reservation, accepted what has come to us through him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the journey of al-Isra wal Mi'raj was different. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from that journey, and in the midst of all of the mockery and the vulnerable position that he was already in sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that Allah took him from Mecca to Jerusalem to the heavens and back all in one night. A lot of people had a hard time with that. Some of the Muslims wished that the Prophet ﷺ hadn't said that, because it increased the mockery of the Prophet ﷺ and the early believers. And the Prophet ﷺ stood there with full confidence and certainty and narrated what had happened to him and what he saw. And we know that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu believed him without reservation. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa huwa as-siddiq. And he is the truthful one who believes the Prophet ﷺ always without reservation. Now, the Prophet ﷺ was tested, questioned, right? And he was able to answer all of these questions that proved that he did indeed go on that journey. Things on the way, things within Jerusalem, migrations and movements that were taking place. He was able to describe it precisely, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he saw it on that night. But here's the thing. What did Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu answer when they told Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu what the Prophet ﷺ said? I actually want to hear some hands, because see some hands, because there were a few things that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said. So, can anyone tell me? If he said it, he's telling the truth. That's one. He said something else too, by the way. Does anyone know? Yeah. May Allah bless you. Jazakallah khair. A lot of people don't pay attention to the second part. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I believe him when he says that he receives revelation from the Lord of the heavens and the earth in an instant. And that's a far greater miracle than this. Why is this one causing you such disturbance? And that's what I want to talk about today. Why was that one causing you disturbance? Even early Muslims that believed the Quran, that believed he was a messenger of Allah, why the idea that he was taken from Mecca to Jerusalem to the heavens and back in one night, why does that cause you disturbance? The Quran is a much greater miracle than that. The Lord of the heavens and the earth descends it upon him in an instant. That's what I want to talk about. And subhanAllah, throughout the next few surahs, you have these miracles that defy logic, physical dimensions. How is it that a group of people slept in a cave for all of those years and then woke up? The human body doesn't do that, right? Were they in a coma? We have to find a way to medically explain the possibility of Ashab al-Kahf. Oh, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, I don't see them on Google Maps. How do we figure out a way to make this a metaphor? Oh, Isa alayhi salam, born without a father? A virgin birth of Jesus, peace be upon him? No, wait, that doesn't make sense. Maybe there was something else. Maybe there is another meaning, a dimension that we have to bring up with a philosophy and rationalize how Isa alayhi salam was born to just a mother, because otherwise it can't make sense. Ya Shaykh, Zakariya alayhi salam was 90 years old, asking Allah for a child. What? 90 years old? A 90-year-old man saying, grant me a child? How does that make sense? I can't physically come to terms with this. Dhul Qarnayn and creating, putting this barrier up. None of it physically makes sense. It defies my logic in terms of physical dimensions. And there is something very profound about what's taking place in these next few chapters, because Musa alayhi salam, splitting the Red Sea, all of them coming one after the other, miracles that if they were to happen in front of us, we would not know how to come to terms with it, and perhaps we would deny them. Why is that? And subhanAllah, we find that Allah connects the inability to believe in miracles from Him that defy our physical norms to belief in the hereafter, to belief in the Akhirah. Remember the very beginning of the Quran? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. And you know what Allah says in Surah Al-Isra? It's a very powerful verse. I think it's verse 45, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads the Quran to them, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. It's a powerful verse. When you read the Quran to them, O Messenger of Allah, a barrier is placed between you and those that don't believe in the hereafter. It's like a hijab is between them, because they can't come to terms with the idea of the hereafter. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا, we're dead, we become dirt and bones, and then أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ, and then we come back to life. How does that work? Because you have to make it make sense to me, right? Make it make sense to me. Make these miracles make sense to me, okay? And the same barrier that would be in us to cause a skepticism with the miracles is the same barrier that would cause us skepticism with the Akhirah. And that's why Allah specified, we put a barrier between you and those who don't believe in the Akhirah. If they have a hard time with the hereafter, how are they going to believe that something miraculous is happening around them in real time? Of course they can't believe it. Maryam alayhi salam gives birth to Isa alayhi salam. These people that are scholars of the scripture, that claim to believe in God, and they see Maryam alayhi salam carrying Isa alayhi salam. Yeah, Maryam, how could you do this? How could you bring this forth? لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. They can't see it. It doesn't make sense. You know, we can talk about some miracles that are in a realm that we already don't, you know, interact with, but sleep and time and space, and these things become very difficult for us to swallow. And subhanAllah, at the end of the day, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Zakariya alayhi salam, who just asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child? And Allah responds right away and says to a 90-year-old man whose wife was never able to give birth, not only do you have your child, here's his name and here are his qualities, and your wife is already pregnant. And Zakariya alayhi salam, Rabbi, anna yakunu li ghulam. Wait, ya Allah, how is that going to happen? Zakariya was not questioning Allah. There's a difference between his skepticism. It's not skepticism, it's shock. For us, it could be skepticism. For Zakariya alayhi salam, he's not questioning his Lord. He's like, how is this going to even happen? And what does Allah respond? Kedalik, I said so. It's going to happen because I said so. I control time and space. I control when and how. You don't worry about that part. I said so. Kedalik, Maryam alayhi salam says, ya Allah, I'm going to have a child? I'm not even married. I've never been touched by a man. Look how she responded to Jibreel alayhi salam. Stay back in kunta taqiyya. Fear Allah and get away from me. I'm worshiping Allah. I don't talk to men. And now I have a child? How, ya Allah? Kedalik, I said so. There is no such thing as easy or easier or hard or harder with Allah. It's just kadhalik. Allah says and it is. Kun fayakun, be and it is. And when we are reading about these things, sometimes there's a disease in our iman and our faith to where we can believe something that's improbable, but not impossible by our standards. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to overcome that. And you know how that skepticism starts to creep in sometimes? You read some fiqh books, some aqidah books, and you say, you know what? This doesn't make sense to me. My logic is greater than what the Quran and the Sunnah say. So I'm going to come up with some modern answer to undermine the scripture, undermine the text, undermine the Quran and the Sunnah, because, you know, the dimensions, it all has to fit with my dimensions, with my thinking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, know your place. Your dimensions have no relevance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dominion. Your perception has no relevance to Allah's power. Know your place and call upon the Lord who worked these miracles that seemingly defied logic. And understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that same power with you. Does that mean that, you know, you're going to see things happen in front of you that are not going to make sense? Subhanallah. What it does mean, what we all do know, is that when we put bodies into the ground and they decay and the bodies become nothing but a few bones eaten by this earth, that the people that were put in those graves are fully preserved and that they and us will be raised back in our full beings. And that there is an akhirah, and we believe in that hereafter, and we believe in the way that things will transpire. That is a barrier to our faith when we start trying to subject Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. You have to overcome it. We have to overcome it. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We believe in the unseen. We have no issues in our heart when we read anything in the Quran. We believe the Prophet ﷺ went to Jerusalem and heavens and came back in one day. We believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, that Isa ﷺ was born to a virgin mother. We believe that Musa's staff turned into a snake and consumed all of the snakes of the Sahara, the magicians of Fir'aun. We have no issues with that. It does not cause us any issue in our iman. Because you know what? What's more miraculous than all of that is this, the fact that we're all here talking and intelligent beings and that we live in a world of intelligent design. Shouldn't that be a creator that put that all together? And that we've seen babies, right, come from nothing and come up and rise to be beings like us. Isn't that a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it logical? Because it's familiar to us? Because it makes sense to us, because we've already seen it happen so many times that it's no longer really that miraculous. Don't subject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that. And put yourself in the place of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who not for a moment, subhanAllah, even Jibreel alayhi salam on the way back, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his way back, and I'll end with this, because you have to put yourself in those situations and think, what would I have done? What would I have said? How would I have reacted? Rasulullah ﷺ saw what he saw, and he's telling Abu Bakr, he's telling Jibreel alayhi salam on the way back on the journey, says, ya Jibreel, no one's going to believe me. Jibreel alayhi salam says, yasduquka as-siddiq, yasduquka Abu Bakr wa huwa as-siddiq, Abu Bakr will believe you. As if to say, Allah already knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make something of this. And you will have people that maybe when they have some reservation, some hesitation, but then at the end of the day, they'll think about it and they'll say, yes, he is the messenger of Allah. We've already seen so many miracles transpire from him. But by the way, watch how Abu Bakr responds. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first. He heard the mockery first. You know, that even makes it more improbable, right? You hear what your friend is saying? You hear what he's saying? He's a madman. He's claiming this. He's claiming he went to Jerusalem in the heavens and came back in one day. Abu Bakr says, so? So what? You think that shakes me? If he said it, he's telling the truth. But how could it be? I believe that Quran comes to him in an instant. Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, speaks to him in an instant. That's much harder to believe if you're trying to judge in the slate of miracles. May Allah put our heart at ease with everything, everything, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us through our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah put no reservation, no hesitation, no doubt in our heart when we come across what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have revealed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to also be in that miraculous place. That place that though we can't see it, we believe in it, of Jannat al-Firdaus, in the companionship of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate that blessed place of al-Quds from those that occupy it and from those that oppress and cause corruption within it. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.